up, hold up, hold up. Each branch will bear a bud. Hold up, hold up, hold up.
Listening to the Children's Hour, and that was My Friend Christopher and Claudia Robin Gunn out of New Zealand with Hold Up. Today on the Children's Hour, we're digging into our deepest roots of the earth and feeling our connection and belonging. And our guests on the show are Robin Wall Kimmerer and Monique Gray Smith, who together adapted Robin's book, Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults. We asked Robin if she would tell us a story. She chose the story of Sky Woman.
In the beginning, all life was up in the sky world, as we call it. In the sky world, people lived like they do here, growing gardens and playing lacrosse and, you know, living their lives. There is a tree there called the Tree of Life, or some people call it the Tree of Light, either one. On that tree, every kind of plant grew. Every berry you know, every food you know, everything grew on that one tree. And one day, a big wind came through the sky world, and it felled that tree. So a beautiful young woman, whose name we call her Gijkokwe, the Sky Woman, she went outside in the morning to see what had happened to the tree, and she saw the great big hole in the ground where its roots had pulled up. And when she went and looked, there wasn't rocks or soil or anything in there. It was just emptiness. And all she could see was the light from the sky world going through that hole into utter darkness. And so she stepped over to the edge of that hole to be able to look down. And the earth started to crumble at her feet. And she fell. Sky Woman wasn't alone, because there were geese down there in the water, and they looked up and they saw this hole, this shaft of light coming through the sky, and they looked and they could see that there was just a little speck there up in the sky. And then when they saw that it was a woman, that it was a girl, they said, oh, we have to help her. And so the geese all flew up and caught her on their wings. The first interaction between humans and the animals of the earth was rescue. They rescued the first human and carried her down to the water.
The geese could not hold the woman for long, so they called a council to decide what to do. Resting on their wings, Sky Woman saw them gather. Loons, otters, swans, beavers, fish of all kinds. A great turtle floated in their midst and offered his back for her to rest upon. Gratefully, she stepped from the goose's wings onto the dome of his shell. The others understood Sky Woman needed land for her home and discussed how they might help. The deep divers had heard of mud at the bottom of the water. One by one they dove, but the depth, darkness, and pressure was too great. That's when Muskrat, the weakest diver of all, volunteered. They waited and waited. After a long time, a stream of bubbles rose with the small, limp body of Muskrat, his paw tightly clenched around a small handful of mud. Turtle said, here, put it on my back, and I will hold it. Sky Woman spread the mud across Turtle's shell. She sang and danced in thanksgiving for the gifts of the animals. And from the dab of mud on Turtle's back, the land began to grow. Soon, the whole earth was made. When Sky Woman fell, she grabbed branches, fruits, and seeds of all kinds from the Tree of Life. As she carefully scattered them on the earth, sunlight streamed through the hole from the sky world, and the seeds flourished. The flourishing was not from Sky Woman alone, but from the alchemy of all the animals' gifts, coupled with her deep gratitude. Together, they formed what we know today as Turtle Island, our home.
Watch me rise, reach the sky. I am the light of night. Yeah, he can reach so high. Watch me rise, reach the sky. I am the light of
ancient story. And you have to ask yourself, what is it that makes a story last, that people remember and tell this story thousands upon thousands of years later? And I think it's because the story gives us something to go by as a kind of a compass in our lives. Sky Woman's story, right, is really the story of the whole book. It's in return for the gifts that the land gives us, what will we give?
That's Anachnid from Dreamweaver. She's from Western Quebec. She's Mi'kmaq and Oji Cree. That's the song Sky Woman. We heard the story of Sky Woman as told by our guests Robin Wall Kimmerer and Monique Gray Smith. They are the co-authors of Braiding Sweetgrass, adapted for young adults, and its indigenous wisdom, scientific knowledge, and the teachings of plants. We have just a little time left with you. Let's go to the kids.
How do we appreciate nature in its beauty and pay attention?
The thing that I would say as the first step is to slow down, to set some time aside, to really be present. The other thing is to open all of your senses. You know, because we interact with screens so much, because we interact with one another so much, our ability to listen to something other than humans or feel the breeze and smell the land, we don't harness those tools that we have enough.
For me, one of the practices I do with Nathaniel is, and I learned this from my mom, and I remember when I was younger, I used to think, my mom's a little peculiar, a little odd, because she would open the door every morning and she would literally say, good morning, day. And she'd just kind of stand there for a few moments and let like the sunlight or the dark or the snow or whatever was happening just kind of come into her, wake her up and wake the house up. And on the days when I don't do that, Daniel, I get caught up in the busyness. It's kind of like that little practice of saying good morning, and but having the fresh air to do so, and a way to kind of greet the day with gratitude and like excitement.
How do you think that the earth and the world around us helps us figure out everything in our lives? And how do you think that we can connect to the earth as it is?
To me, some of the best teachers are the living world. I don't know about you, but I am so worried about climate change, right? And then I think, well, wait a second, let me ask the plants. What are the plants saying we should do about climate change? They're not messing around with endless discussions, right? They're getting to work. And how do they do it? They're 100% solar economy. There you go. I just really spend time with them, look at how they're navigating a problem and see if it has any guides for me. Sometimes it doesn't, but other times there's big rewards.
How do you think that the natural world around us tells its own form of story?
By how they grow, by what they do, by the relationships that they have with one another. If you just stop and watch, you're watching a play, you know, you're watching a film of their interactions. You know how trees have growth rings, right? You've seen that 100 times. It's a story. The tree is writing its own story in its rings. It's telling you, oh, when I was young, there was a fire. I got a little older and it was really rainy and I had lots of friends and life was good. And then there was some sickness in my life. So things like trees are storytellers too. And if you know how to read the stories of the land, they're all around you. But I think lots of them are teaching stories that help us answer the question of what would happen if. And if you look hard at the world, there's a lot of ways to fill in that blank.
What can kids do to help?
I think one of the most beautiful things that any human can do, and kids do this a lot, they say, look, look, and point out things to pay attention to. So you can change your family, your school, your friends, by saying, hey, pay attention to this. Say to the people around you who love you so dearly, care about my future and act on behalf of my future. Young people have a powerful voice in that way because you are so beloved. There are young people in many states throughout the US who have gone to court to say, care about my future, that it is unconstitutional to say we're going to create a world that doesn't have birds
and berries and clean water and breathable air. And those kids are winning. They're saying, care about my future. And I hope that you will say that too.
Well, we have two storytellers with us today on the Children's Hour. Robin Wall Kimmerer is a mother scientist, author of multiple books, including Braiding Sweetgrass and the new Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults. Monique Gray Smith is also an author who inspires. She's the author of 12 different books, and she has adapted Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults. Robin Wall Kimmerer and Monique Gray Smith, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour. We've learned a lot from you.
Thank you. This was just a delightful conversation, and you're so thoughtful. I can't wait to see the good things that you do in the world.
Find links and lots of other information about Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults and Roots at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Roots. We're going to go out with one more. Happy Earth Day to everyone. This is Milkshake.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Sarah Gabrielli and Daniel Lentz. Many thanks to our guests, Jane Westbrook, Robin Wall Kimmerer, and Monique Gray Smith. Find a lot more information and links about this episode at childrenshour.org. Look for Roots.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.